Israel Adesanya has paid tribute to a fallen teammate and reiterated a plea to the New Zealand government after the latest defence of his mixed martial arts world title. Adesanya easily retained the UFC middleweight belt in Arizona yesterday, winning all five rounds on all three scorecards in his rematch with Italian Marvin Vettori. The win comes just 3 weeks after teammate Faio Vake was allegedly assaulted by four men in central Auckland before dying of his injuries in hospital a week later. As well as dedicating the victory to Vake, Adesanya has used the moment to ask Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern to reconsider tougher punishments for so-called coward punches. Clay Wilson reports.
A close friend was front of mind for Israel Adesanya in the moments immediately following his third successful world title defence.
Faio Vake, Faio Vake, Faio Vake, I love you, man.
Just 3 weeks before yesterday's dominant win over Marvin Vettori, Adesanya and Auckland gym City Kickboxing were rocked by the death of teammate Faio Vake. Four men have been charged with allegedly attacking the 25-year-old from behind in central Auckland. But after already asking the government to go a step further and create harsher penalties for coward punches in the wake of Vake's death, Adesanya used yesterday's victory to reiterate those calls.
Give them 20 years, standard, because that's assault. You were a deadly weapon. Jacinda, you know it was wrong. You know exactly what to do. I don't know what puppet master is pulling the strings, but you're the leader of the country.
Adesanya's teammate Brad Riddell, who also fought on yesterday's card, also used victory to pay tribute to Vake. After claiming a fourth straight UFC win in the lightweight division, Riddell said there was no way he was losing his fight.
I had a driving force that was bigger than me, and I'm very, very grateful that I still get a walk on this planet, and that was his walkout song, so that was my tribute to his family, and because unfortunately he'll never get to make this walk, but I miss you, Faio, and I hope you're proud.
There's little doubt Vake would have been proud of both Riddell and Adesanya, who bounced back in style from his first loss in professional MMA. After unsuccessfully jumping up to the light heavyweight division in an attempt to add a second world title in March, the 31-year-old says he paid no attention to those who said his aura of invincibility was gone.
You're not as good as they say you are. You're not as bad as they say you are. All that matters is how you see yourself. Everyone's telling me this week or saying this week on the internet, like, oh, he's going to whoop Vettori. He's going to do this. I don't listen to it. I just focus on myself, my team, my loved ones.
It's an approach which now has him in line for another rematch. Adesanya wants to fight Kiwi-born Australian Robert Whittaker next, the man he took the world title off 2.5 years ago. UFC boss Dana White says that wish will be granted. And while he's highly doubtful Adesanya will get his wish of defending his belt on home soil, White didn't hold back in his praise for the middleweight champ.
Adesanya looks unbelievable, man. He gets better every time he goes in there, and he is definitely, without a doubt, the king of that division right now.
And the king has no intentions of sitting on his crown. Wherever it happens, Adesanya wants his rematch with Whittaker to come sooner rather than later.
I don't wait around. You know me. This is my third fight in 9 months. I don't talk about it. I just do it. I'm an active champion, so I don't like too much free time, especially right now while I'm in the prime.
Adesanya will spend some time in the US before returning to New Zealand, where he and Riddell say they will both have time in their 2-week quarantine to properly grieve the loss of their teammate.